Hello, my dears. I will present here my design for an external CPU temperature display from my computer. The display shows temperatures from 0 to 99°C while selecting its color accordingly. The display is made by myself from zero, based on WS282B diodes. It is controlled via a PIC18F67J60 and receives temperatures from a Windows computer via Ethernet, more specifically, HTTP. The display powers itself via a USB cable from any phone charger. The project is primarily based on 3D printing, the casing, the display itself, and my own previously prepared modules. Introduction. I assembled the project from zero with self-made modules, my DIY 7-segment display, and my board under the PIC18F67J60 supporting Ethernet communication. I wrote the firmware for the PIC in MicroC Pro for PIC, the program for Windows temperature reading in Visual Studio C#. The project included implementation of the WS282B-based display, support for the PIC18F67J60, implementation of the control of this display via HTTP on the PIC18F67J60, control of displayed characters 0 to 9 and ABCDEF, and control of the color represented by the hue value. The 3D design and printing of the thermometer housing, designed in Blender, printed with white PLA filament on an Ender 3 Pro 3D printer. An application written in C# for Windows, which reads the processor temperature from the built-in sensor and sends it via HTTP to the PIC. Used a 7-segment display based on WS2812B. In the project, I used a self-made large color display based on the WS2812B. It is described in detail here. But in a nutshell, this: the board design, soldering the display board, plastic frame, design in Blender, 3D printing, PLA filament on Ender 3 Pro, finalization, used Ethernet communication board based on PIC18F67J60. For the project, I used my Ethernet communication board based on the PIC18F67J60, which itself, without external chips like the ENC28J600, supports Ethernet communication. Project implementation. On board is a PIC18F67J60, which handles Ethernet communication directly. Next to it is the MagJack connector, JXD0006NL. In addition, there is just an LDO TC1264 stabilizer, which provides a stable 3.3V with 5V from USB. There are still 24 AA256 memory slots on the board, but they are not used. Well, and a 25 MHz quartz resonator for the PIC. Observing my WS2812B display for the PIC18F67J60, I implemented the WS2812B control protocol itself some time ago for the PIC18F45K50. Fortunately, there was no problem porting this to the PIC18F67J60. However, the WS2812B protocol support is only half the battle. You still need to convert the characters into appropriate segments, i.e., the PIC needs to know what it is displaying. I wanted what could be displayed comfortably on a 7-segment display, i.e., numbers and the letters ABCDEF. To do this, I prepared an array of masks for the following character codes. The individual bits of each number determine whether the segment is lit. The next step was a function to display a given character at a given display position. It left digit in its name, although it also displays supported letters. In the above function, I multiply the digit position times 7, as each digit has 7 segments. Then I successively examine successive bits of the mask value of the digit in question and check which of the 7 segments needs to be lit. Then it is left to make a function that displays the entire string. In it, I assume that the array passed in contains 3 characters. For this, I also needed a helper function because in ASCII, unfortunately, A is not right after 9. The function below converts the ASCII code of the character into the index of the array shown earlier. Firmware on PIC18F67J60, communication via HTTP, TCP. I wrote the program for the PIC in MicroC Pro for PIC, and based it on the HTTP demo from the compiler examples. The program handles a simple web page that indirectly takes part in controlling the display. The page displays the current text in the color as it is on the display. There are also various links on the page for testing the display.